With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A despicable, heinous act. That's how President Biden describes the deadly terrorist attack in New Orleans. He says his heart goes out to the victim.
I agree with you.
The terrorist killed 15 people by driving a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers on Bourbon Street. And we're told the suspect was inspired by ISIS.
The suspect was identified as a 42-year-old U.S. Army veteran from Texas, Shamsuddin Jabbar, FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Althea Duncan.
We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible. We are aggressively running down every lead.
The killer was an American citizen.
President Biden says Jabbar posted videos to social media saying he was inspired by the Islamic State group.
Expressing a desire to kill.
He joined the Army in 2007 and deployed to Afghanistan from 2009 to 2010. He transferred to the Army Reserves in 2015 and left the service in 2020 with the rank of Staff Sergeant.
Correspondent Jennifer King. An exploding cyber truck outside the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas killed the person inside the rented vehicle early yesterday.
The fact that this was a cyber truck really limited the damage that occurred inside of the valet because it had most of the blast go up through the truck and out. In fact, if you look on that video, you'll see that the front glass doors at the Trump Hotel were not even broken.
Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says powerful fireworks and camp fuel canisters were found inside the wreckage of the truck. Seven people nearby suffered minor injuries. Three people dead, 20 injured in a New Year's fireworks explosion in a Honolulu area neighborhood. Fireworks have long been a part of New Year's celebrations on Hawaii. Authorities say perhaps it's time for people to give that up. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 180 points. This is SRN News. A New Year's resolution for Christians.
Many believers plan to make 2025 the year they read through the whole Bible, most for the first time in their lives. It's a big task, and if you don't get started in January, it gets harder. But there are all kinds of systems out there for doing it. Polls indicate the large numbers of people who self-identify as Christians don't actually know very much about the Scriptures, spending much of their time reading popular religious books or using devotionals exclusively. Pastors say believers who don't know their Bible are much more vulnerable to falling into false teaching. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts has issued a defense of judicial independence, which he says is under threat from intimidation, disinformation, and the prospect of public officials defying court orders. Roberts is especially concerned about Democratic plans to term limit the court in retaliation for the repeal of Roe v. Wade. The Chief Justice points out that King George III stripped colonial judges of lifetime appointments, an order that was not well received. This is SRN News. How about one more look in the rearview mirror?
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that just 5% of American adults rate 2024 as one of the best years ever. 11% think it was an excellent year, and 20% rate 2024 as a good year. However, 34% of Americans give 2024 a poor rating. The 36% who rate 2024 at least a good year is slightly up from last year, when 34% said the same thing about 2023. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A day before his inauguration, President-elect Trump plans what is being called the Make America Great Again victory rally in Washington. That word this morning from Mr. Trump's inauguration committee. The event is planned for the Capital One Arena on the 19th of this month. That's a venue that has seating for just over 20,000 people. Aside from the incoming president, we don't know who else is on the speaker's roster. More details, srnnews.com.